The come out and play.
Exactly.
I actually know that. I knew that was from the movie. That's the only thing I knew about it.
And obviously, Golden State has latched onto that big time.
They have?
Pizza rats. Yeah, you. You're kidding, right? You've heard it.
Yes, of course.
All right. Let's get to the latest news and notes from LeBronathon 2018. We'll check in with one of the dudes who covers the Lakers and see what the buzz is in L.A. for LeBron making his way west.
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews. ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN Las Vegas, K265EZ.
Summer is here, and while it may be hot outside, it's nice and cool inside MJ Christensen. MJ Christensen is celebrating the heat of summer with its sizzling lineup of hot, unique, and affordable new arrivals. Creative and distinctive, check out the latest from Belle Etoile, King Baby, Heather B. Moore, Uno Day 50, and more, starting at $48. MJ also has great gifts for grads and dads. MJ Christensen, something sizzling this summer for everyone. Located in Boca Park. Follow MJ on Facebook for exclusive offers.
The Epic Father's Day U.S. Open Sale is on at Las Vegas Golf and Tennis. Save up to 50% store-wide. Dozen distance golf balls, $988. Golden Knights golf shirts, $49. Free foursome with $199 purchase. Click lvgolf.com for all deals.
Looking for a fresh, hot, delicious dinner the whole family will enjoy without a strain on the wallet? You want the taste of Napoli's pizza. Try the spaghetti and meatballs, garlic bread with a 2-liter soda for $19.99. So the family is the size of a team? No problem. Order two 18-inch pizzas, two toppings each, 40 wings plus two 2-liter sodas for $68.99. No cardboard crust, cheap meats and cheeses. Only the freshest meats and produce. Napoli's, the original home of the 30-inch pizza. Three locations, Vegas, Henderson, and North Las Vegas.
Passing a big semi can be dangerous and deadly. So when you pass one, look for both its headlights in your mirror before you pull back in front. That's a safe distance for both of you. Big rigs need big room. Learn more at badgeonboard.com.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn $5 for every Las Vegas Pro Soccer Team home win during the regular season using promo code LIGHTS. Between now and November 30th, 2018, sign up for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and make a minimum $100 deposit to earn $5 for every Las Vegas Pro Soccer Team home win using promo code LIGHTS. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from anywhere in Nevada, including live in-play wagering on soccer. For more information, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
Cofield and Company.
What is it about this chemistry and the camaraderie that makes this team so special?
No one ever complains. That's the beauty of it. Guys will not play a whole series and then come out the next series and make a huge impact. It wasn't just us four. It was everyone behind us as well who had huge contributions throughout the whole year. It's been like a blur these last 4 years, but if you end it with this every time, you can't complain.
Oh, is that right? I don't want to believe Klay Thompson on that. I'm hoping he is going to start complaining so we can break up this nonsense in Northern California. Yes, I appreciate greatness. Don't you, Adam Hill? Wouldn't it be really cool to see the Warriors just storm their way to like 6 of 7 titles? Be awesome, oh, yeah. Wouldn't it?
That's why I want LeBron going there.
To Golden State.
Yes.
Well, heads would explode.
Just keep adding to it.
We know that. LeBron is absolutely a target of the Lakers. God, I would love down the road for the Lakers to be able to make a run at Klay Thompson. Maybe that's possible, right? Dad certainly tied to the organization in a strong way as a player and a broadcaster. Let's get into the Lakers' possibilities of getting LeBron and what's going to happen here the next 3 weeks or so. Andy Kamenetsky covers the Lakers for ESPN 710 in LA. What's up, Andy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good, man. This is the best part of the NBA season for a lot of markets who don't think they can beat the Warriors. So what's the buzz in LA about another run here in free agency?
I think definitely there's a buzz and excitement growing that the Lakers have, at the very least, a legitimate chance to be the team that LeBron chooses this summer. You know, whether you're talking about potential fit, whether the team is currently constructed, or I guess the machinations that would come with Paul George theoretically joining LeBron and whatever manager LeBron flips to turn into another player. Whether you're talking about the idea of LeBron looking to set up, you know, his next act after basketball, which seems to be the entertainment industry, and obviously that would be his backyard. There's rumors going all over you know, reputable spots like Reddit that his that his kids have been enrolled in different high schools in L.A. I saw one about the Brentwood school system, which I'm not saying don't believe. I'm just saying there is no Brentwood school system. But, you know, it makes sense in a lot of ways. I don't think it's a given, and a lot can happen between now and then. And, you know, there's no real perfect spot, I think, for LeBron, like no logical explanation. I mean, no logical destination as currently constructed. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, you can actually bet this offshore. You can actually kind of bet it in Vegas. So offshore LeBron destinations, the Lakers have actually risen to a pretty heavy favorite at minus 130. Here in Vegas, I don't know if you've seen this, but the Westgate opened up 2019 title odds. Lakers started out at 20-1. They're now down to 12-1. So certainly the betting markets believe that LeBron's going to land with the Lakers.
God bless you guys. You guys
bet on everything, my friend.
Very, very interesting.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like a horrible bet. I mean, look, if LeBron comes to the Lakers, you know, he's not, I don't think at least, going to be joining a team that isn't well-suited to contend against Golden State, particularly if he's going to be doing it in the West, knowing that he has to go through Golden State in order to get himself a fourth title. So, you know, he's going to be going somewhere. I certainly wouldn't blame him for the lifting that he did during this most recent run to the finals. I kept thinking every single round, there's no way this team can get to the finals because look at everything LeBron has to do. I mean, it's one of the most remarkable achievements of his career.
I know I joked about him going to the Warriors. I, for one, am on record saying he's absolutely going to the Lakers and he's already decided and it's a done deal. My biggest intrigue is who goes with him, because certainly we've heard Paul George over and over again, and then we saw a report yesterday that he'd be bringing Chris Paul with him. That's interesting to me, because what would that mean to Lonzo Ball?
It would mean that he's not there,
yeah.
If I had to guess, only because there's a redundancy between Lonzo and Chris Paul, and I don't think it really helps Lonzo's development to be taking a back seat to Chris Paul. You know, Lonzo certainly can learn to play off ball, but he's not there yet, you know, particularly as a reliable shooter. But also, I mean, it's hard to envision LeBron wanting to deal with the LeVar Ball circus. And, you know, as recently as today, LeVar was talking about, you know, what the team would be like with LeBron, you know, A, saying LeBron is coming to the Lakers, and B, you know, what their dynamic would be like, and, you know, talking about, you know, all three kids eventually have to be on the Lakers, or Lonzo's going to walk, and, you know, what it would be like if he was coach. And, you know, LeBron's got to be thinking, I don't need this. You know, I'm not saying it would stop him from coming to the Lakers, but I'm sure he's thinking, I don't need this.
Who will LeBron deal with if he's making a deal? Who's actually, is it a collaboration of folks from the Lakers? Who's the contact?
I mean, Magic and Pelinka for sure, but
okay.
I mean, I you know, Jeannie Buss, and you know, there have been, I know actually that Jeannie Buss has, you know, at least been in contact with Rich Paul, not in a tampering way or anything like that, but you know, they've spoken, you know, things like that. It's been reported before. So, you know, I'm sure that somebody like Jeannie would look to try to build any type of relationship. She's very charismatic. She's a very engaging person, you know, who truly loves this franchise. Magic is, in a lot of ways, I think, what LeBron would like to be, you know, 20 years from now. And Rob Pelinka knows what it's like to sit on the side of the table that LeBron's going to be in during a meeting. You know, so I think that the Lakers have as charismatic a front office as LeBron could be meeting, you know, in the course of this. You know, Daryl pretty shrewd himself, and, you know, he's familiar with the Cleveland front office, if not necessarily enamored. And, you know, if the Spurs manage to get a meeting, Greg Popovich is somebody that he respects a lot. But when you take into account just pure charisma, and I think the ability to own a room, the Lakers front office, I think, is actually going to be pretty formidable.
All right. I think you get where I'm going on this, because it wasn't formidable in the past, and I felt like that was why they whiffed on so many free agents. Somehow they screwed it up with the presentation. I don't think Kobe was a great recruiter, you know, telling guys he was going to teach them how to win. So this time around, you don't feel like there's anyone in that room who potentially could screw this up with LeBron.
Are you suggesting that Kobe basically daring Dwight Howard not to stay wasn't a great recruiting pick?
Well, yeah. You know, that one's debatable. I think a lot of people hate Dwight Howard and, you know, think he's flopped since. But my argument would be they would have been better off with Dwight Howard. The Rockets certainly were.
Look, the Lakers actually got very lucky. Were largely very inept. You know, that LaMarcus Aldridge, I guess, didn't give him a third meeting.
Yeah.
Because truth be told, like, the people that they were going after with LaMarcus Aldridge or Carmelo Anthony or looking to re-sign Pau Gasol, it didn't make sense for where they were. And part of the reason that they didn't get A-list free agents was, I mean, beyond whatever lack of trust or faith that they'd have in Jim Buss or Mitch Kupchak, the team wasn't good. And you still would be dealing with Kobe's presence.
Right.
You still would be in Kobe's shadow, and you'd have to be taking a back seat to Kobe, you know, in the form of a shell of himself. But now, you know, the Magic and Pelinka, beyond their natural charisma and whatever respect that they have, you know, they're in a much more advantageous position of actually having something to sell a prospective free agent. You know, they've got cap space. You know, they've got a lot of flexibility. The young core that they have is very promising. I mean, the Lakers are actually in a position that if nobody joins them as a free agent, so long as they don't wait so long on other names that they end up losing out on Julius Randle, they're not in terrible shape. You keep that core together and put the equivalent pieces of like a Brook Lopez, you know, Contavious Caldwell-Pope, like the guys like they had last year, maybe add like a J.J. Redick, somebody like that, that's still a great place to be moving from.
And you're confident if, and we're talking to Andy Kamenetsky, who does Lakers coverage on ESPN 710 in Los Angeles, you're confident if, say, they only got Paul George, they wouldn't freak out and just go grab someone else on some long-term deal, right? There is a plan there of some patience, you know, where they're not going to freak that they have to win instantly and get two big chips in the free agent market.
I mean, if nothing else, those instincts, they might be able to save themselves from themselves because there aren't that many out there.
Right.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, you move past LeBron James, Paul George, Chris Paul. I guess if you still want to count DeMarcus Cousins, you know, given the injury that he's coming off, and frankly, he's not a great fit for the Lakers. Julius Randle is arguably the best free agent on the market after that. So in that sense, there aren't a lot of people a lot of players out there that would put them in a position to actually make a big mistake.
You know, my worry is, you know, you get a couple of years ago, this isn't the Lakers, but you get a situation with, like, Paul Millsap, right? And all of a sudden, it's like, hey, let's give him $30 million a year. Like, don't do something that's just completely insane like that. Which brings us to, this guy's highly debatable. Would you spend big money? Would the Lakers spend big money? Do they think he can handle the L.A. market, DeMarcus Cousins?
If I had to guess, no.
Okay.
I mean, first of all, he's coming off a devastating injury. And I feel really bad for DeMarcus Cousins because he's having a career year. And, you know, the last two or three weeks before he got hurt, he and Anthony Davis were starting to play really well together. And I think there's been an appreciation of that loss because the Pelicans ended up excelling expectations and actually going to the second round of the playoffs. But DeMarcus is coming off that injury, and he's not a great fit for how they want to play anyway. So I can't imagine that they would be giving max money, certainly long term, to DeMarcus Cousins. I mean, I reserve the right to be totally shocked, but I would find that really shocking. It's kind of a bad idea, I think, on a few fronts.
Are the Clippers any sort of competition at all to get LeBron? I've been pitching the Clippers, saying that Ballmer's crazy and he could work something out where they, you know, it's like almost a handshake deal on ownership down the road.
Well, what I think makes the Clippers interesting is, you know, they don't have nearly the same flexibility to build around LeBron, and they don't have as good of a core to put around LeBron. But LeBron has the ability, if he joins the Clippers, to be, you know, the greatest player in Clipper history and take what has been one of the saddest sack franchises in all of sports, heights that were, you know, not too long ago unimaginable. The weird thing about LeBron joining the Lakers is, let's say, you know, he's an all-star every single year, he's an MVP 1 year, they go to the finals 2 years. That's great. I mean, that's obviously a good, you know, 4 year run or something. But in the grand scheme of things with the Lakers history, he kind of becomes a dude. You know what I mean? Like, he's just sort of like an interesting chapter in Laker history. But in a weird way, LeBron James, who's going to go down as, you know, at worst, like one of the three best basketball players ever, and better than some of the Laker legends in front of him, he's not really a Laker legend. Like, he's actually, the standard to be a Laker legend is so high that LeBron, if he cares about this sort of stuff, does run the risk of kind of becoming just a dude in the grand scheme of things.
Who do you see around the league as the biggest competition?
Well, I mean, Houston, I think, is really interesting, because if LeBron really wants something ready-made, you know, assuming Daryl Morey has the imagination that he's shown in the past, you re-sign Chris Paul, put him with James Harden, figure out a way to keep Clint Capella and maybe one of their important role players, whether Trevor Ariza, P.J. Tucker, somebody like that. You know, you're going to have to fill around the margins, but that is a really good team. And, you know, that's a team that got close to beating the Warriors without LeBron and even without Chris Paul for the last two games. Philadelphia, I think, is a very interesting equation. You know, if LeBron wants to stay in the East and try to avoid taking on Golden State until the final round, there's some questions about redundancy between him and Ben Simmons that I think are a little overstated. And, you know, you wonder if Philadelphia is the market that LeBron maybe wants to retire in. But they're a team that actually could legitimately take some of the load off LeBron. And they're already going places with or without him. And, you know, Boston's just interesting to think about, just in the sense of, okay, who stays, who goes, and is one of the people leaving Kyrie Irving?
Yep. That one's crazy. Let's close on this. Your best guess, if it does happen, LeBron and PG-13 or LeBron and CP3 to the Lakers?
LeBron and Paul George.
Okay.
That's my best guess. Take that with a grain of salt. I'm usually not right about anything.
Well, that's not a good track record. I was just wrong about my Paul Millsap point. I was going back in history. It was Denver that signed him to the stupid 3-year, $90 million deal. So, hey, we appreciate a couple minutes. Thank you.
I didn't actually like that one, for what it's worth.
You didn't like that one?
No, I didn't.
Really? No. Are there a lot of supporters of $30 million for Millsap? So you got that one right, no. See?
I did get that one right.
Yeah, see? You nailed it. Your track record is golden right now. All right, we'll hold you to this prediction. We appreciate it, Andy. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
There you go. Andy Kamenetsky, who does radio in L.A. Yeah, Millsap. 3 years, $30 million. This is what happens in the NBA. The teams start freaking out. Now, that's the kind of crap the Lakers used to do. Yep. I hope that's done now with Pelinka there and the other folks. You get what I was getting at, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think Magic can screw up recruiting LeBron James. Like, here's bags of money. You have some influence on decisions. Let's go. It should be pretty easy.
You would think so. If LeBron wants to go there, it should be pretty easy. I don't think the courting process is what we think it is. It's more, where does LeBron want to go?
Right.
And then he goes to them and says, all right, this is what I need to make it happen. Can we do this?
Let's continue on this, because I wonder if there's even a courting process this time around. Is he really going to take visits? Are we going to fake this whole thing? Like, we know he basically has one or two teams, if not just one team, in mind. He's probably chosen already, hasn't he?
Join the conversation on Twitter at ESPN Las Vegas.
Diamondback Land Surveying is the one-stop shop for all your land surveying needs. Whether you're building a block wall or the next Taj Mahal, check them out on the web at diamondbacklandsurveying.com or call them at 888-594-DBLS. That's 888-594-3257.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn $5 for every Las Vegas Pro Soccer Team home win during the regular season using promo code LIGHTS. Between now and November 30th, 2018, sign up for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and make a minimum $100 deposit to earn $5 for every Las Vegas Pro Soccer Team home win using promo code LIGHTS. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from anywhere in Nevada, including live in-play wagering on soccer. For more information, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
As tens of thousands of culinary and bartender union members fight to defend what they've earned, we have the chance to elect someone who works as hard and believes as much as we do. Before he ever got into politics, Stephen Horsford worked for working people. Stephen Horsford ran the training program that gave thousands of working families the chance to have what the Culinary and Bartenders Union are fighting to protect. Stephen Horsford campaigned to raise the minimum wage, fought for equal pay, and won affordable health care. When the Republicans defeated Stephen, he didn't give up. He kept the faith and kept moving ahead. With so much at stake, we need Stephen Horsford now. Livelihoods are on the line now. The threats we face are now. Stephen Horsford belongs back in the United States Congress now. Paid for by Unite Here Tip State and Local Fund, which is responsible for the content of this ad. 212-265-7000. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
If your bank account is causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Contractor license 007-9414.
Gehl rejuvenates air conditioners every day. We're famous for it. But if your AC is more than 11 years old, it probably needs ultimate rejuvenation. Replacement. You could replace your system because the motors are hot and eating amps, or because the compressor sounds bad. But the best reason to get an energy-efficient, new Freon-pumping, state-of-the-art Gehl is because they're awesome. Gehl Air Conditioning has been awarded 114 patents by the U.S. Patent Office. 114! I'm Ken Goodrich. My dog Sadie reminds me every day that dogs age 7 times faster than people. But air conditioners age even faster than dogs. But the big difference between dogs and air conditioners is that we love old dogs, but an old air conditioner is like an old computer. If your system is more than 11, replace it. It's old, it's low tech, it's out of warranty. It's time. GOETTL.com.
ProGreg Carpet Cleaning used to take pros. Now, it only takes a trip to the Home Depot for the Hoover Smart Wash Advanced Pet Automatic Carpet Cleaner at a great everyday low price of just $229. With its automatic cleaning technology, you simply push to clean, pull back to dry for deep cleaning that doesn't take deep pockets. The Smart Wash Advanced Pet Carpet Cleaner, just $229, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details, valid through June 19th.
Bernice was in deep trouble with the IRS.
I owed $25,000 to the IRS. How am I ever going to work this out?
She called Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm.
They always took the time to make sure that I understood everything 100%. It was like the easiest thing to do.
A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, Optima has resolved over $500 million for their clients. Bernice was very happy.
No more being afraid to go to the mail. No more being afraid to answer the phone. No further collection, no liens, no levies. Now I don't have to worry at all.
The bottom line for Bernice?
I'm now debt-free. What more proof do you need that Optima Tax Relief actually works?
For tax help you can trust, call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation.
Optima Tax Relief actually delivers what they say they'll deliver. They went above and beyond.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts GROW to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text GROW to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. GROW to 85850.
Yes.
Interact with the show by texting ESPN to 69187. It's Cofield and Company.
Rolling on. LeBronathon 2018. So we just talked to one of the Kamenetsky brothers. What'd you make of that? He's playing it sort of down the middle.
Yeah. I mean, I think
he seemed confident. You know what I mentioned? I mentioned LeBron minus 130 offshore to go to the Lakers. And he's like, sounds like a pretty good bet.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like I said, I'm convinced he's going to the Lakers unless they do something to completely screw it up or somebody doesn't come along. If, like, Paul George ruins the plan or, you know, Chris Paul ruins the plan somehow.
But that is the key point, is that the Lakers should have this sewn up. I think they've been cementing the deal over time, but LeBron and company have to make sure that the second guy is coming, or the Lakers have to make sure the second guy is coming, whether it's Paul George. I can't imagine if LeBron goes there that Paul George wouldn't.
Yeah.
It kind of leaked out multiple times that PG-13 would probably land there. He's sort of local in Palmdale.
I proposed building the stadium there.
Yes, you did.
Just to get him.
Dump Staples just to get PG-13. Yeah. Did you change your mind after watching the way the Thunder played down the stretch and Paul George when he couldn't get the ball? Just waving on the sidelines. Bro, well, open.
He'd probably be able to get the ball if the arena was in Palmdale. The crowd would be chanting for him.
You think?
Yeah.
You think Westbrook would care?
Now, I think it's interesting. I think the Paul George thing is interesting for a couple reasons, and he just hinted at it as well. Actually, he kind of just said it. Paul George coming in would enable you to get rid of Lonzo. Now, I think Lonzo stinks, but I also think that the bigger problem is LeVar. And I said
I'm coming around on this. I don't believe he has any sources, but Jason McIntyre does a pretty good job on Speak for Yourself, right?
Right.
And the big lead, he had a story about a month ago saying Lonzo could be on the way out.
Yeah. Well,
and the thing is, it makes sense because, like, I think Lonzo with LeBron would be tremendous. I think Lonzo with PG-13 would be tremendous. You can't have CP3, you can't have Chris Paul with Lonzo. And again, I believe Lonzo is going to be a good player. But if he does take a dump, he still has trade value now. Like, there is a risk to keep him around for two more years. Not only could he take a dump, maybe he's going to be a chronically injured guy. I love him. You know? I said, he's my second dad. No, he's like a year older than me. Love LeVar Ball, but between LeBron and the organization, they could all say, we don't need this.
Yeah, and I said, if you remember, last year at the draft, I said I wouldn't draft Lonzo because you want LeBron, and LeVar is a hindrance to getting LeBron.
I mean, you remember before the draft last year, I said over and over and over again, the Lakers have to get Jason Tatum. I never said that.
No. You love
Although
LeBron.
I did say the Sixers made one of the worst trades in recent memory by trading away a first to move up to take Markel Fultz when the Celtics had no interest in taking Fultz. They were taking one of the small forwards, Tatum or Josh Jackson.
Right.
It was written in stone, and the Sixers were like, we got to get our guy. You were going to get your guy.
It made no sense. But I didn't think the Lakers should take Lonzo because I thought it hindered their effort to get LeBron. And I thought getting LeBron was, should have been the goal number one because I thought they had a legitimate chance. So in the end, you get Lonzo for a year and then trade him away and then get LeBron in. But I thought they should have gone somebody else that they could keep with LeBron.
Odds offshore on LeBron landing spots, it's changed a lot. Lakers have been the favorite or co-favorite most of the time. Most of the time, 10 days. Open at plus 175. It's now minus 130. So you actually got to lay money to win money. We have to do that in any case, but you get my point. Philly, plus 325. Rockets, plus 550. Boy, this one book still has Cleveland at 6-1. I don't know, maybe they've got some liability, so they got to keep the number lower. But when you look at Cleveland at 30-1 to win the title, actually, is it down to 50 at Westgate?
I saw 30. 50 is interesting. 50 is just telling you there's no way he's going back.
I'm looking at the latest update. I mean, this was yesterday. Cleveland was 50. Toronto, Cleveland, Miami were all 50. 50-1.
Well,
Ben Offshore has Cleveland. I think that's a great bet. Just on the off chance. I'm not saying, you know, go drop $1,000.
Well, you could Toronto, too. I mean, I think Boston is the rightful favorite no matter what happens.
I had someone pitching right there. I had someone on social media pitching Toronto yesterday.
Well, because Boston and Philly are the favorites, and they should be. And maybe
why do you think Boston's in the mix? Are you buying the what? Actually,
No. I'm saying I don't think.
Oh, you mean by the not for LeBron, but
yeah, I'm saying LeBron is going to the Lakers.
Okay,
so Boston and Philly would be the obvious favorites in the East,
right?
But Toronto shouldn't be that far off.
Okay,
to where they're 50-1 to win the title.
You're right.
They've still got a really good team.
And Cleveland's out of the way if LeBron's not there, right. So they stink.
Right, and so you...
It's a three-horse race.
It's a three-horse race, and they're one of the three. So why not take 50-1 on them?
Rest of the odds offshore. Did the Knicks move down? Yeah, see, I've seen the Knicks as high as plus 750. This particular offshore has them at 27-1.
Yeah, I don't think he's going there.
I don't believe that either. Our Clippers are 25-1. San Antonio, around 15. Celtics are in the mix. Celtics, this is LeBron landing spots. Celtics are plus 750. This is something we talked about last week with RJ Bell, who said he laid out a whole on our show on Fox Sports Radio. He laid out a whole scenario that was kind of believable, that LeBron would have interest in going to Boston because it's a good young team with flexibility, and ulterior motive is, hey, Kyrie, you didn't like it in Cleveland? I'm coming to Boston, and I'm pushing you out again. This is stop number two. Leave. And the way to tie this together is there a team that's dumb enough? Now, I say that I think Kyrie Irving's a great player, but you can't tell me you're not worried about this knee.
Oh, yeah, you should be.
Right? Is there a team dumb enough to trade a first-round pick and something else, you know, pretty decent, or two other things that are pretty decent? Right? The Knicks are the match.
Yeah.
They really are. Because Kyrie Irving's a New York area guy. They've wanted him. Not saying it's going to happen, but it's possible.
Yeah, it makes sense.
LeBron gets to stay in the East.
I saw some great revisionist history today that said if, you know, Cleveland leaves, they have no one to blame but themselves. Or if LeBron leaves, they have no one to blame but themselves. I mean, you can't trade Kyrie Irving on LeBron and expect him to... LeBron traded Kyrie Irving.
Who bought that?
I don't know.
Is there really someone bought that? Yeah. That nonsense before the finals where he's like, they did it. I had no idea. You just can't do that.
Yes. It's LeBron traded Kyrie Irving. That's just what happened.
I mean, I would love nothing more than to find out that Dan Gilbert said, screw LeBron and what he wants. I'm showing I have the power and Kyrie's going because I want him to go.
Right.
If we got proof of that, it would be one of the great sports stories of all time. That this buffoon Gilbert ruined the Cavs again. Like, he's the one who made the decision, but I do not believe that.
I don't either.
For one second.
LeBron traded Kyrie. We know that.
All right, what's trending is on the way. We're going to get this crazy hockey story in? Potential free agent for VGK?
Yeah.
You want to get that one in? All right. I don't know. We can verify it? I don't like to run with these crazy... yeah, we do.
You'll see today.
Oh, it is? And we did mention the Raptors. They have a coach. You're going to be blown away by this name.
Join the conversation on Twitter at Cofield & Co.
ProGreg Carpet Cleaning used to take pros. Now, it only takes a trip to the Home Depot for the Hoover Smart Wash Advanced Pet Automatic Carpet Cleaner at a great everyday low price of just $229. With its automatic cleaning technology, you simply push to clean, pull back to dry for deep cleaning that doesn't take deep pockets. The Smart Wash Advanced Pet Carpet Cleaner, just $229. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details, valid through June 19th.
Bernice was in deep trouble with the IRS.
I owed $25,000.
$1,000 to the IRS. How am I ever going to work this out?
She called Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm.
They always took the time to make sure that I understood everything 100%. It was like the easiest thing to do.
A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, Optima has resolved over $500 million for their clients. Bernice was very happy.
No more being afraid to go to the mail. No more being afraid to answer the phone. No further collection, no liens, no levies. Now I don't have to worry at all.
The bottom line for Bernice?
I'm now debt-free. What more proof do you need that Optima Tax Relief actually works?
For tax help you can trust, call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation.
Optima Tax Relief actually delivers what they say they'll deliver. They went above and beyond.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Passing a big semi can be dangerous and deadly. So when you pass one, look for both its headlights in your mirror before you pull back in front. That's a safe distance for both of you. Big rigs need big room. Learn more at BadgeOnBoard.com.
Now it's time to find out what's trending on Cofield and Company.
Just another dude with a bunch of tattoos. You ain't got no shoe, Nike wins, cools lose. Claiming that I can't shoot, but all these words is hitting you. Boy, you talking crazy, why you trying to play me? You ain't on my level, you ain't famous as my baby. I'm working out daily, but I ain't posting it. And I would never stop a workout just to post a pic.
You consider LA a good rap market? It's a good hip-hop market?
No,
is there a better place for Lonzo Ball to land? Maybe his career could take off?
Yes. I don't think his rap career is ever going to take off.
That was pretty solid. What are you talking about?
That was terrible.
He hates Kyle Kuzma.
Clearly.
Just destroying him there.
Who? Kylie Kuzma.
Kylie?
Yeah, he referred to him as Kylie.
Wow. That's starting to come apart. LeVar instructed Lonzo to crap all over Kuzma so he can get traded out of town.
It's the whole franchise is tearing apart at the seams over LeBron.
That was Parker. Really Lonzo Ball.
Really Lonzo Ball, really a diss track aimed at Kyle Kuzma.
Be honest. Put aside your stupid...
Terrible.
No,
it's
put
awful.
Aside your bias with LeVar.
It's terrible.
Put aside your bias with LeVar.
He's no Le'Veon Bell.
Put aside your bias. Lonzo Ball has some talent. Off the court.
Rapping?
Off the court.
No, he does not.
Chrissy, do you have that commercial? Can you find that from last week? Where am I going to get it? We taped over it. Did you see that commercial? I almost did it. There was a commercial last week. I never ask Adam about commercials. There was a commercial last week for the Equalizer 2 that was playing during the finals, and Lonzo was on a commercial. He's good.
Lonzo Ball, the Equalizer 2.
Lonzo, what's all this?
We're going to need some merch for the movie. Well, my family's like the king of the merch game. T-shirts?
No.
Got hats, of course.
Koozie?
Nope. Got the kicks?
Nice.
They're kind of hot. You know, they hot.
It's great.
Appreciate it.
I like it. We'll do some acting now.
The Equalizer 2, in theaters July 20th.
Wait, this is a family movie, right?
No.
Well, my family can be in it.
No, Lonzo.
Not even my pops?
Great.
He's a better actor than he's a rapper.
All right.
I agree with Adam on that.
He's not great. But
Adam's been in the game a long time. I don't understand like he does.
He's nowhere close.
You're a hip-hop guy. I'm not.
He's nowhere close to Le'Veon Bell. He's not even close to Clint Dempsey.
Clint Dempsey was pretty good.
Clint Dempsey deuces. He's good.
Dempsey's no riffraff. Well, thank God he's not.
Yeah,
I think
true.
He's in big trouble now, isn't he?
I think Alonzo's better than riffraff.
Are you not checking out riffraff police blotter news?
No.
Yeah, he's got some trouble.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Let's go to the opposite end of the spectrum.
Okay.
I don't know what spectrum we're on. All that poker. By the way, are you covering poker again this summer? Is that going to be your beat?
Absolutely not.
Why not? You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Positive?
I'm not positive.
Have you checked the vacation log?
No, not yet.
When was it you really covered poker?
I think it was 2 years ago.
Okay. Well, it was longer than that.
I've done it a couple times.
Yeah. Who's the worst guy in poker you had to deal with?
Should I really say names?
Well, I don't want you to badmouth this guy because he's... well, you know what? You can if you want. So apparently Doyle Brunson's pretty much wrapping it up.
Yeah.
He's not in great health, older guy.
He's not the worst one.
Did you deal with him?
Very briefly.
He was okay?
Greg Raymer was the worst.
Exactly. Why were you afraid to name Greg Raymer? Is he even around anymore?
I don't know.
Did he just explode from eating?
That's not nice.
That's fat guy on fat guy. What? You told me about him. What? How? Now I'm going to be nice?
Complete jerk to me.
Exactly.
Yes, absolutely.
Is he working for the NHL now?
Probably.
The PR guy. You have a lot more enemies than people realize.
I do.
I've seen you out at these events and with PR people, and everything's copacetic. No, but the list is building.
Well, I got too comfortable in the NHL after I got the Brent Burns seal of approval.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm a made man.
I'm in. I'm one of the guys.
Yeah, not the case.
You were never one of the poker guys.
No.
Raymer looked at you and just basically wanted to spit on you. Now he just lost an event, right? He just got booted from a table?
Well, it was a couple of hours earlier.
Oh, he had cooling down time and he was still a jerk?
Still a jerk. It was unbelievable.
It was unbelievable.
It was. Like, who do you think you are?
Well, Brunson is playing, it looks like, his last time, so.
Sentimental?
I'm not, but, you know, we can shout out legends. I hope everyone has a good impression of him.
Should we enter the field just to try to knock him out?
I don't think we can knock him out. You might be able to compete. I would crap myself. I'm terrible at poker.
You are.
The combination of nerves, ADHD, and cheapness, I don't have any of the goods to play
poker.
I feel
like it's mostly the ADHD.
Yep. You're I can't pay like, attention.
It's like you're if you fold like two hands in a row, you're like, I got to play this next one.
Yep. Oh, I can't sit there and do nothing?
Yeah.
And then the whole...
I've played tournaments where you don't play a hand for an hour.
Yeah, I can't do that. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
U.S. Open starting up. Also trending. You going to bet?
No. I'm just
our favorite, Dustin Johnson, 11-1.
No, my favorite, Tiger Woods. There's just not value.
Okay. Like, Ricky Fowler.
50.
Your guy, Ricky Fowler, who you commended yesterday for locking up Allison Stokey. He's 16-1.
Yeah, but I think his mind's not on the course.
Well, we got a question for you. My guess is Adam's answer is going to be neither. We've got two different proposal photos.
Oh, boy.
Which one do you like more? Fowler on a beach? I think it's in Southern California.
Yeah.
Proposing to Stokey, the former POA, especially when she was in high school. See, that's terrible. That's actually how she rose to fame. She's not a former. She's a very attractive lady. But yeah, it was really creepy. She was on the internet as a high school pole vaulter, and it went crazy.
Yeah.
So Fowler's with her now. They got engaged. Beach in the background. Sorry, Chrissy. Eric Howla just got engaged. It appears to be, does it look like Mount Charleston? Do we know the location?
I don't know.
It's very mountainous and shrubby and tree-ish in the background.
Yeah. I don't identify any places of outdoorsiness.
Best scenery.
Yeah, I don't.
Neither?
There's no
the beach?
The beach is far better than
no,
of course.
I really liked the Howla.
Why'd you like it?
It looked like, I mean, she had this gorgeous dress on. I think she knew it was coming at the end of the season.
All right,
she was all prepared.
Let's get into another issue here. Besides the scenery, is this happening all over the place?
What's getting dressed for the proposal?
Like
having a photographer there and clearly a staged event. How can it be a surprise?
Will you?
I mean, I'll tell you, the Fowler beach shot, we'll send it out. Ricky Fowler proposing, like, but the beach is empty. I was going to say, it looks like they're really far back. Like, did a photographer sneak on and Stokey's my God, I had no idea there was a photographer there. I mean, with Howla and his lady, it's all staged. You can't, I mean, how do you surprise anyone? I don't know how these proposal things work.
They were together for 7 years.
Hold on a second. Steve, are you looking for answers to this? Are you searching for methods?
By the way, it was Mount Charleston. What is the light and the love? Is that a company that does this? Yeah. Photographer Brittany Maxwell. And as a writer in the paper says, the woodsy atmosphere. I mean, environment. I don't know if I like this.
No.
Is it a surprise or not?
Well, you can absolutely hire somebody to just hang out around there and pretend they're just part like hanging out.
Do you do a real proposal and then you do the fake one? Is that what happened here?
No, I think you...
Is that the game we're playing?
No, I think you have a person like undercover.
Oh, will you stop?
Yeah.
What's the cover?
Like a hiker. And they just happen to be hiking by and then he sees him. He's like, all right.
This is absurd.
I, I don't think it is.
I didn't take it for like the romantic, like stick to like tradition.
This is all staged, right, Chrissy?
Yeah, but I think that she probably knew towards the end of the season that, or at the end of the season, that it was coming. So it's not going to be a huge surprise. It wasn't if, it was when. And if she could be prepared,
I don't know.
Then that's just helping. I mean, the ring's a surprise in most cases.
I'm a traditionalist. I'm in a romance.
It just, yeah, it comes out at your every pore. I mean,
you don't need to finally, just let it go. Just let it go.
Finally.
Yeah.
Making the SO
this is happening all over the place, I think.
Romantic's probably not the right word, but there's something to be said about the planning of having somebody go undercover to be a photographer.
I don't believe for one second that this person was undercover.
That's what you do.
You're being a fool.
You hire like a camper. And they're like in a tent.
It's not.
And then when they hear the
Adam, this is a real camera too.
Yeah,
you know they have.
Of course, you're hiring them as a photographer. They bring a camera with them. I'm not saying he's like on a cell phone.
So they're taking maybe.
Yeah, you hire an actual photographer, pay him a little extra to be pretend like you're hanging around. You're just kind of out for a hike. And then when the time's right, I know you're there, then you're going to get the photo.
You know, the worst part is people are listening right now and they're like, well, when you get Hal on again, you can ask him. He's not going to answer. We know he's a serious guy with the media, right?
Serious.
He's not going to take it well.
Serious is the right
it's going to go as well as our conversation yesterday with Molly Sullivan when we wanted to spend 5 minutes on her name, her married name now, French.
Did not want
and she just
do
shut
that.
Us down and started talking VGK.
Yeah,
and I was like, disappointed.
Okay, guys.
I do the show so I can get answers. not do anything. Not in this case. Not anything I'm doing.
I feel like you're just looking for ideas.
Hey, you know the funny thing on this is I actually did. I was just thinking of photographer. If I did it,
oh boy,
my brother and sort of sister-in-law do this, but I think he right now is in I hate Steve mode.
Okay,
so I couldn't even get him to do the free photography.
That's understandable. I get it.
Which part?
Are you
the I hate Steve mode?
Yeah, I hate Steve mode. It's understandable.
He got all mad last year. We're on vacation. He got all mad.
He's not going on vacation with you this time.
No, he's not going this year. Actually, that's how mad he is.
He's not there. He's not there to take a photo.
We have a timeshare that we share, and he's like, "Nah, not going this year." All right, we're doing this.
I mean, on your upcoming vacation, I was worried that
he's
coming along.
No, he's Now here, the next vacation, he's like, "I'm out." Like, all right,
that's fair. I get it.
It's not really. That's your approach.
Yes, it is. Just internalize.
Right? I'm just not going to hang out with my grandparents for like 13 years. We'll see what happens. It's not like they're 90.
They're older.
Going to roll the dice. They're not over 90.
Yeah.
Really? All right, well, let's stick with this theme of familial glee. But not really. Wait, are you saying, do you think you have insight into a potential free agent for VGK?
I don't think he's a free agent.
Okay.
I think he's a
potential
available.
Acquisition
yeah.
Because he's having trouble on his current team.
Well, somebody that they've talked about acquiring, one of the best defensemen in the league, Erik Karlsson, with Ottawa, who they talked a lot about getting at the trade deadline and ultimately decided not to pay to pull the trigger on the trade because it was a high price. Him and his wife, and mostly his wife has filed the suit, but they have filed a lawsuit against somebody who is harassing them online. And it turns out, also in person some, but mostly online, it turns out the lawsuit has been filed against a teammate and his girlfriend. Now, Erik Karlsson and his wife lost a baby. The wife lost a baby in April. It was a pretty big story around the league. Very sad moment, obviously, and people talked about it and sent out their support to him. But not everybody's been so supportive. Apparently, they received thousands of messages, including some wishing death on the unborn child before it happened, and then kind of celebrating it when it did happen. And it turned out it is, according to them, the fiance of Mike Hoffman. It's Monica Carrick is the one that is named in the suit as being the one that is harassing the wife of Karlsson. This is insane.
Well, we're missing. There's got to be some background here that we're missing.
That was the story.
I mean, I just mean it's not out yet.
Oh, yeah.
This sounds way too crazy.
It's got to be. Now, Hoffman put out a statement. I told USA Today there's a 150% chance that my fiance Monica and I are not involved in any of the accusations that have been pursued that are coming our way. We totally understand there's no place for cyberbullying.
Believe it?
It seems, I mean, you'd have to have some kind of evidence if you're suing a teammate and his wife. You don't just make this up out of nowhere.
Yep.
But of course, me being a completely uncaring and heartless person, especially in the sports world, my immediate thought was, yeah, this will probably drop the asking price.
You're hoping this is the actual story and that Carlson will be available.
Yeah. You can go get him now. Like, he has good reason to tell Ottawa I'm out. Like, you have to trade me.
Hmm.
And he should be available.
I like where you're going. I don't like the story.
No.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Also trending, what is Nick Nurse? This is why you fired? I almost called him Bernie Casey. This is why you fired? I was thinking of Revenge of the Nerds. This is why you fired Dwayne Casey, the coach of the year?
Yeah.
So you could boost a guy on the staff who coached in the G League?
Yes.
Nick Nurse.
He won championships in the G League.
All right.
Yeah, this is where they're at. Now, when they fired Casey...
Big move, blockbuster, Toronto Sports Radio, lighting up today.
I think what we said at the time when they fired Casey was, okay, you understand that he's taken you to a certain level, you've had a lot of success, you just haven't been able to get over the hump. Now you have somebody big and buying that is going to be able to get you over the hump. And they looked and looked and looked and decided, you know, we're just going to promote one of the assistants. It's completely ridiculous. It's not how you run an organization. It's probably why you have not made it to the finals.
Well, that GM, though, is pretty lauded.
Yeah, he is.
You're Jerry.
He is. But my thought is that they thought they could make a big splash in the coaching world. And they didn't.
What does this feel like to you?
If you're going
to
promote him, you would have done it right away, right?
Right. What does this feel like to you? College basketball, right?
Yeah.
How many college basketball situations are the fans like, get him out? And then the wish list is like an unbelievable set of five.
Get him out and go get Brad Stevens. No. Oh, no.
Well, I'll give you a good example. Now, they didn't fire him, but like Rhode Island, it's like, oh, Hurley's going to leave? Let's get Pitino. Yeah, they wound up with David Cox, who was one of the assistants.
Right.
And this happens all the time in college basketball,
where
the wish list is just this outrageous group of high-dollar guys who are moving laterally or out of the game, and then they don't get them. You get your eighth choice.
Yeah, be careful what you wish for is the old expression.
Hit up Cofield & Company on Facebook, like ESPN Las Vegas.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts GROW to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text GROW to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. GROW to 85850.
We're here with Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. Now, I know I hate the real treadmill, but what's this debt treadmill I hear about all the time?
Well, a debt treadmill is a trap with a lot of payday loan companies out there, especially some of the online scammers. It basically means you keep paying interest over and over and your principal never goes down.
So my loan would never get paid off in that situation?
Exactly, and it's not a good treadmill to be on. We make sure you pay a little principal with every payment you make at Dollar Loan Center. It's called a fully amortized installment loan. If you pay it off quick, great, major savings. But if you need more time to pay it off, even a year or so, at least you're paid in full at the end because you were chipping away at the principal on every payment.
Like it should be. Thanks, Chuck. Get up to $5,000 in just minutes at Dollar Loan Center. We have over 50 locations and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial.
Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account, and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations, including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
Gambler's Bonus keeps paying more. On June 4th, Kristen cleared her free Gambler's Bonus 4-of-a-kind bingo card to win over $13,000 playing quarter video poker. Make your next 4-of-a-kind worth thousands more by playing with Gambler's Bonus. It's why you play the game.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner.
You never see it coming. In the blink of an eye, a car wreck has left you seriously injured. You made it to the hospital and you received medical care, but your problems have only just begun. How are you going to get your money to get your car fixed for medical bills and lost wages? How are you going to provide for your family now? Get the legal help you want when you need it most, right now. Make one call, that's all, to 877-1500. The call and the advice are free.
Glenn Lerner is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
NASCAR Short Track Racing returns June 16th. The Bull Ring, Las Vegas Motor Speedway, the Chris Trickle Classic. Bring the family for a fun-filled night of fender bending, door banging, chaos, featuring two NASCAR Super Late Model feature races, Super Stocks, Ballers, Legends, and a pre-race autograph session on the track. Advanced tickets $8, kids 12 and under free with ticketed adult. $2 hot dogs, $3 beers, more. NASCAR Short Track Racing June 16th. The Bull Ring, Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Celebrate Dads at Las Vegas Golf Center across from Town Square. Featuring 9 lighted holes and range with power tees.
Power tees.
Say love golf and get 2-for-1 tee times. Also enjoy huge savings on clubs and more. Visit LasVegasGolfCenters.com or call 897-9500.
Do you have sleep apnea? Are you tired of dragging your big bulky CPAP device with you whenever you leave home? Yeah, well I was too. That's why I'm so glad I called to try the Transcend Mini CPAP for 10 nights. I can't imagine living without it now. My Transcend is about as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. That's less hassle to carry than my shaving kit. Plus, I was able to add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. But hey, that's not all. Transcend is FAA compliant too, which means I can finally sleep comfortably while flying. Heck, I can sleep comfortably anywhere now. So if that all sounds good to you, call now to give Transcend a try. You'll be glad you did.
Now you can try Transcend and sleep comfortably for 10 restful nights with a money-back guarantee. So call minicpap.com now. 1-800-897-7108. Again, that's 1-800-897-7108. 1-800-897-7108.
In Las Vegas, we're always looking for a sure bet. Well, it's a sure bet that if you have worn tires, the Vegas heat is not going to be your friend this summer. And that is not a gamble you want to take. So before you get hot under the collar, get Smart Tires. Only Smart Tires can offer you four brand new, brand name tires. Goodyear, Michelin, Goodrich. For as little as $29 every 2 weeks with no credit check. And unlike other places that nickel and dime you worse than a slot machine, Smart Tires includes mounting, balancing, and installation of your name brand tires. Still as little as $29 every 2 weeks. Still no credit check. You can do the whole thing online. Just get on smarttires.com. In one place, you can browse your tires, do your paperwork, even pay online. Then stop in and see the experts at Smart Tires and drive out ready for summer with four brand new brand name tires for as little as $29 every 2 weeks and no credit check. Don't make a losing bet on those worn tires. Call 739-TIRE today. Or even easier, jump on the website smarttires.com.
It's Cofield and Company's Eye on Sports Gambling.
I'm going to kill your bookmaker. I'm going to rip his throat out. I will step on his throat until the man chokes. Let me tell you how. Winners, 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 winners. Free, 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 free.
Big 5 of 5 in less than 5 minutes. Let me give you the updated odds on the U.S. Open that's starting up this week. So Dustin Johnson over at the Superbook, 9-1. McIlroy, 14. Fowler, 14. Tiger, no value, huh? 20-1?
No, still not enough.
Jon Rahm, you like him? 18-1?
Sure.
Definitely rooting against Spieth, right?
Yeah.
Did you see that thing he pulled 2 weeks ago? Where he asked everyone to stop taking pictures of him?
Right.
And but he did it where he was like, you know, you could actually watch live action instead of taking pictures. And I just wanted to be like, and then the wimpy golf crowd laughed. He's mocking you.
Of course.
He's calling you idiots. That guy is so unlikable, and I don't understand why people haven't gotten that. He's a putz.
Yeah.
And he's the leader of the fans can't move or breathe brigade, which is so annoying with these young golfers. Cut it out.
You hate all of them.
And I've been looking forward to this event in New York. I hope the New York crowd, unfortunately, it's pretty far from New York out on Long Island from New York City. I would hope that busloads of just animals go out there to just, I was going to say torment.